Hi, this is Tom Perich. I'm the editor of Distribution Center Magazine, the official magazine of Hardy, and I have with me today Mike Riley, who's the president and owner of Riley Sales in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania. So I didn't forget where your home office was this time, Mike.
Thank you.
The reason I called and the reason we have you on this podcast, in fact, we've done a video shoot with you recently about the Newport Leadership Focus Conference for Hardy. But this is something different. In fact, I happen to be there. Hardy has become very active in homes for our troops. And there wasn't, I don't recall what the official count is, maybe 100 for homes they're going to help with lining up a wholesaler and a contractor with air conditioning for veterans who have specially designed homes and who have been severely wounded. But in the interim, they came across Kevin and Bridget McCloskey, who's in your neck of the woods there, and Talbot G., the CEO of Hardy, was very praiseful of your participation, and I have a feeling on late notice and lining up something for the home that's going to be in your area for Kevin and for Bridget. Can you give us a background on how that all came about?
Yes, Talbot had reached out to me. Corporal Kevin McCloskey lives in suburban Philadelphia. Riley Sales is based in suburban Philadelphia, and he asked me if we could get involved with Homes for the Troops. As I understand it, it has evolved out of Hardy on the HALO committee, looking to do something. They've done a lot with Habitat for Humanity, which we've helped out with, but then Homes for the Troops, they got involved in it with the idea of doing 100 homes, you're right, Tom, throughout the country over the next few years. And I guess they needed a pilot project to get going. So I guess I'm number one, so we're going to do 101 homes. And Talbot, they wanted to get going quickly. I've known Talbot from years. In fact, Talbot is originally from the same, lives right down the street from where I am. And called one Philly boy to another, said, can you help? Mm-hmm. Corporal McCloskey. So I said, yes. I jumped on it. I have a really good friend and customer, Joe Santa Croce of Santa's Heating and Air Conditioning, who we've worked together for forever. And I asked him almost the same way, Joe, could you get involved in this project? Told him the concept of providing a home for an injured veteran, so they could provide it mortgage-free for this individual and his family. And, he jumped on right away as well.
And what did you actually do? So does the manufacturer donate the equipment, or do you, donate it yourself and then the contractor contributes the manpower putting it in?
Yes, the process is... they asked for one point of contact, mm-hmm. for the project would be myself.
Okay.
And what we're going to do here at Riley Sales, we've worked. Joe Santa Croce will do the design, mm-hmm. Of the layout, working with a mechanical contractor who did a layout as well. I guess Joe, I should say, worked in conjunction with them.
Okay.
And this particular builder wants to be a radiant floor system because, unfortunately, Corporal McCloskey does still have shrapnel in his body. He's had over 30 surgeries, and they felt a radiant heat up here in the northeast part of the country would be more comfortable for him and his family.
Mm-hmm.
And so Joe is working with, there was design to do a radiant floor design and then couple that with a heat pump system. So the concept is Riley Sales would provide the product ductwork, the radiant floor. We might on that end be working with another distributor who's part of Hardy. Talbot is working with that because we're not the experts in, mm-hmm. that part of it.
Okay.
And then we would turn around and in turn work with our supplier vendors and mm-hmm. say, hey, could you help us out? Way I envision it, Tom, again, being the first one, a joint effort with our vendor partners of Hardy, the distributor, and the contractors to provide this cost-free to the veteran.
Yeah, and I couldn't help but sort of jump in my head on the point that you made about one point of contact. That becomes just as important because I guess at some point, you know, you have everybody going in different directions, and you need one person, make it streamlined to communicate with the recipient, in this case, Corporal McCloskey, who you are correct, in fact, was, and he was also wounded in the head when his incident happened in combat when he was overseas. You know, what you're doing is very generous. It's easy to talk about, you know, stand up tall and beat your chest a little bit, but it's something different when you take the time and expense, too, if we're going to be blunt about it, and you participate in something like this.
Well, I mean, it's relative, right, Tom? I mean, this man, you can't be, how generous can a man, can you be to a man, Corporal McCloskey, over 30 surgeries, went to serve our country?
Yep.
Let's face it, we had some veterans in our company, but they weren't wounded warriors. They made it out. A lot of the men, including myself, men and women in our industry, you come up. Ours is a family business, but some of the men come up. They didn't pick a trade. They did not go to the service. They did not go to some of them did not go to colleges. They come up through the warehouse to the counters, to the truck drivers, to the store managers, and they're proud of their accomplishments to come up, on their own.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they look at these men who chose a different path to go into the armed services and to see these men and women who have been injured, and we can give something back. It's a small sacrifice. We've been lucky. I think Riley Sales, I should say, luck and hard work to have some successful years, and to be able to do this for Homes for the Troops is not. It's something you do. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing about our industry, and I would like to even say, you know, I say blue-collar Americans, you know, when somebody's down, they pitch in. They don't ask, what do you need from me? And they give from their heart, they give from their wallet, and they get the job done. And that's what we want to do for Kevin and his family.
Well, and I want to conclude on this note, and in particular, Hardy has always, you've been in the industry even longer than I have, and I've been around for something like 17, 18 years now, and even the predecessors, but in particular Hardy now, has taken a role in having a committee. You mentioned Halo early on, who jumps in and says, what can we, and they were very active at Habitat for Humanity. And I think Talbot has said publicly, in fact, this whole episode about Homes for Our Troops is the front cover story for the October issue of Distribution Center Magazine. And I think what I'm really trying to say in my long-winded fashion is that you exemplify, in my mind, and congratulations to you. I know you're not asking for that, but I think it's the right thing to say, and that is that you exemplify the volunteer spirit of the industry and of Hardy in particular. We've both been connected for a very long time. So on behalf of certainly the magazine, I can speak for, I should say thanks. And then the final note, and maybe you can say a word about that, if anyone hears this who's interested, or you think, if you're looking for something to do and you're in our industry, and obviously these homes are built throughout the country, this was just a coincidence, I suppose, that it happened to be in your backyard. But they are going to be looking for participants throughout the country, wherever these severely wounded warriors live. And if you get the call or you learn about it, maybe you should pitch in.
Yes, I would. If you're a Hardy distributor and you're interested, I would reach out through the Halo committee I think they renamed a committee I'm trying to think what they renamed it, the Impact Committee.
That's right. It's the Impact
Committee. The Impact Committee, because just as their name says, they're trying to make an impact of how, again, a successful business men and women can help our community. And it's just the right thing. And it's just going to run like any other job. Maybe some hiccups in the beginning.
Sure.
But that's why, you know, we're here. That's why Talbot picked me. We're going to do number one, so we make it smooth. I mean, there's a whole committee within Homes for the Troops. They have a whole booklet of how they're going to run this. They've done it before. We're new to their project, but they've built over 200 homes throughout the country. Very impressive organization. And so, you know, I would say get involved if Hardy calls on you. But if you're looking to get involved, that Impact Committee would surely steer you as a way to contribute.
And also, if you're not a Hardy member even, but you're thinking about becoming one, or you just want some direction, you can always reach out to me. I'm at 856-874-0049. And I will definitely steer you in the right direction. Mike, thanks so much for your time. More importantly, thank you for your participation. And, you know, you're going to make Corporal McCluskey and his wife, Bridget, a very happy couple. And maybe just as important, you're going to help them live in the home that will be comfortable for him, given some of the limitations that he's had because of his wounds. So thank you very much again for your time.
All right. And Tom, thank you for what you do, for getting this news out to our members and the building community. And you be well.
We'll talk soon.